The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Some might ask, why now? It's tradition that a vice presidential nominee is announced at the convention. It is unusual to make the announcement as early as we're doing so now. Well, I think all would acknowledge this race. If anything, it is unusual. The final reason for making the decision now is to give the American people a clear choice. Elections are about choices. The final reason for making the decision now is to give the American people a clear choice. Elections are about choices.
Wow. Today was interesting, no doubt. Isn't it always? 2016 goes down in my book as one of the bizarre races for president, at least in my lifetime, and we can roll that back to 2015 even. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So Cruz picking the running mate, Carly Fiorina. Go figure. Figure this. Fiorina and the meeting, and he needs to do something to shake up his chances, so he figured this was the way to shake it up. Unusual, why not pick somebody out of the blue? In the meantime, it's all about Indiana. If he gets nothing in Indiana, if he won Indiana, different story. If he doesn't, we go back to the same thing, the march to the convention. It's like a death grip trying to just hang on to what doesn't seem inevitable to me. While Cruz is announcing Carly Fiorina, Bobby Knight is endorsing Donald Trump. And if you know anything about Indiana and the people in Indiana, they love their basketball. And Bobby Knight couldn't be a more popular person in Indiana, anywhere he goes. Legendary Hoosiers basketball coach. So he was beside Donald Trump during a rally in Indianapolis on Wednesday night, and he threw his support behind him. He was there. That is a big endorsement. That's where an endorsement is a big endorsement, because he's a big deal there. He's a hero. He's the guy. When he says he's the most prepared man in history to step in as president of the United States, and if you do this, if you will do this, you will be having our government take its first steps toward what all of us want America to be. That was Knight. That's what Knight said. And remember, Buffalo Bills head coach Rex Ryan introduced Trump before a crowd of about 10,000 people in a rally in upstate New York. So he's finding the celebrity-ish people. He's not getting the big-time politicians, but he's getting those other people. Like Dennis Rodman, John Daly, they've endorsed Trump. So he's finding those other, or his people are finding those other folks. And Indiana's important. Why? 57 delegates. Trump would just solidify his spot as the Republican nominee if he builds on the momentum and triumphs. Pretty interesting, actually. 855-266-5283. I think the deck is stacked, and I think it is stacked in favor of Donald Trump, and the establishment is going to have no choice but to listen. Hey, Grim, you're our leadoff man. What's up?
Well, I almost didn't call in tonight. You know, I'm getting so famous and whatnot, you know. Trump in office there. I had to pick on you, though. You know, I do love it when you do get a liberal that calls in, like the last one that was, you know, saying that he's about ready to convert. You know, he was pretty smart. Now, he didn't sound all that bad. But, Kate, you're pretty much right. You know, I mean, Indiana can be a guessing game, really. because, you know, that's really Kasach's territory, so it's kind of up in the air. But I think it's Trump.
I think it's Trump, too. And that, and there's when endorsement matters, like I'm saying, when you have some celebrity, someone famous. People love Bobby Knight. So, yeah, that only helps. And Indiana's big.
Well, it's a celebrity game, has been for the last 20 years anyhow. You and I both know that. And SNL's run the program for quite a while, and I think they're clocking out now because they're not even really that great of a program to me anymore. You know, and I'm part of the generation that jumped on the bandwagon. I seen the very first one, you know. Along with the old Wolfman Jack, you know, and Midnight Special, and you know where I'm coming from. I'm from that generation, you know, in high school. The 70s show, I think that was premiered after me. As a matter of fact, my best friend was a defensive tackle, and he had red curly hair and weighed 275, and his name was Steve, you know?
Right, I love that. His name was Steve.
Oh, yeah, we even had our foreigner, except he wasn't, you know, an alien. I think he was actually an alien.
Right, I like that. He was actually an alien.
In our group, you know, but I go back to that 70s show. Really, what we need to see now is Trump pick his vet. Or is the now this VEEP? I don't know. You know, it's
young. Veep, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, if Trump wanted to go and insure it, he would go get the, forgetting her name, the senator from Maryland that made Iowa, what's her, Bachman, right? Isn't that it?
No, are you thinking of, it's not Barbara Mikulski, Michelle Bachman.
Yeah,
Michelle Bachman, is that who you think? Yeah, she's from, she's from Minnesota.
Well, I was thinking she was from Maryland, senator from
Minnesota.
Well, she won the original Iowa caucus last time Obama run with, and if anybody wants to go back, you can go back on her political campaign stance, and she's more of a moral person.
Right.
But to be honest with you, he's really got to get somebody in there that's not a Republican, not a rhino, someone like Ted Cruz. He really needs Ted Cruz as his vice president. He needs.
Oh, I don't see that at all. Oh,
I know, I don't. But you know, to be honest, to make America great, that's what's got to really happen. You know.
I don't know, Chris. I don't know who he's going to pick. There's not a lot of hints as to who that would be.
I know there isn't. And that's what's kind of, you know, that's probably
intriguing.
Probably why, being the Grim, I'll tell you who I'm voting for come, you know, this year.
Who are you voting for?
Bernie Sanders.
I've had so many people say that to me. But Bernie Sanders isn't getting enough to go over the hump either, so, you know, that's part of the whole deal.
Well, I wouldn't be the Grim if I didn't vote for him.
I know. That's true, that you have to earn that nickname. Absolutely. Grim, thank you. We got to fly. 855-266-5283. We'll pick you up all on the flip side. If you want something to, you got to want to say something. And I know you have those opinions, so let them roll out.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620. Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming up in our next segment, we hit the mailbag. A lot of people reacting late in the day to Cruz and Carly Fiorini. The signs say Cruz and Carly for Prez. So will the ploy work or come on now? We know that Trump has bagged this, like it or not. I got a note from a friend of mine who's a lifelong Republican, even involved in party politics to some extent, was even a speechwriter for somebody pretty high up in the political food chain, and has said for the first time ever he's so sickened by what's going on and with the politics of the Republican Party that he, in his first time in his life, is switching his designation to independent. Wow, I was stunned. This guy is staunch, not so much anymore. 855-266-5283. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Let's go to Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hey, you didn't get any action with hail or any of that in your neck of the woods, did you?
We got a tiny bit. I parked my motorhome underneath a tree.
Good.
Lots and lots of leaves to protect the huge big windows in it.
Yeah.
And that's all, the only thing I had going for it. I didn't have any cushions or anything that I could put on to protect it, but I did that, and it turned out okay. We just got a small smattering. But I'm going to do something about that next time because I don't want to lose those windows. They're $600 a pop.
No kidding. It's ridiculous.
I got a phone for you, and then I got something to say.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
Let's go to bed, said Sleepyhead. Let's not, said Slow. Put on the pot, said Greedy Gut, and we'll eat before we go.
I sleepyhead. I love that. Clever.
Okay. Now, as you know, I was a Cruz supporter, but I think Donald's going to take it all the way, and in the general, I will vote for Donald. I think he's smarter than the average bear, and I think he'll pick out the running mate that's going to do justice by him, and I think he'll pick somebody that is a pretty strong character out there, but I think it's a little too early to be grabbing running mates right now. This is a desperation ploy by Cruz.
Yes.
He's doing the standard old same thing that Bush did. Let me tell you what I've done for you, blah, 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 and giving his little resume and his little speech and what he's got plans for and how he thinks they're faithful to everybody, blah, 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 blah. But it's just a little too late. It's not – it's, and Trump is – he's appealing to everybody that's got a desire to see this insider bull crap changed, and these people will listen to us from now on because we will throw them out of office. And it's going to be a bad day at BlackRock for all those people that would not back us when we wanted to get rid of Obamacare and we wanted to get rid of all the stuff that Obama was doing. And Trump's going to do that. That's what he says he's going to do. And by golly, he better hold his word or there'll be an impeachment real early. Now, adventures. I once took my Red Ryder BB gun, which was a powerful little weapon, and I took my little seven-year-old sister, and we went out hunting mountain lions on a ranch in Sage. We didn't get any, but by God, we sure did hunt them.
I love it. Nice.
I was always an adventuresome child, and she was my sidekick.
Yeah, I love that. That's cool. That's a good, thanks for sharing. That's good.
You're welcome. And listen, you have a wonderful night. It's always nice hearing your Delta tones, and won't tell you what I fixed for Slumgullion this evening, but it was plum larrapin, and I'm going to take some more of it right now.
Oh, Dan, you always make us hungry. Thanks, Dan. He makes it interesting, doesn't he, mixing in the poem and everything. And you heard what he had to say about Trump, and I agree with the desperate ploy from Cruz, but if I'm the campaign manager, I may say, why not? Forget it. I mean, if my back's against the wall and we are losing and we are just losing, why not shake things up? But it is desperate and it is very, I mean, this would be the mind blowing moment. This would be the mind blowing moment of results season. If for some reason he won Indiana, which he won't, there's no way. If Trump is going to win Indiana, he wants those delegates, needs those delegates, and he's not going to get them. But it is desperation. Anybody else, Hillary Clinton included, notice there's no, people can whisper and talk about who it's going to be, but they're not going to do that because it doesn't make any sense. Just play the game out. When you're in the, especially when you're in the driver's seat, there's no reason to do it because you have more time to spend with people, more time for your staff who is already stretched trying to win delegates, help you win delegates in these places where you're moving from spot to spot. That gives them more time to check out who the running mate could be, come up with a list, and then try to, and they sometimes, you know, they do a poor job of this, really check out the background of the running mate. What do they know? How strong is their foreign policy? This thing, that thing. Where do they stand on issues? What if they've somebody in Congress, what have they voted for in the past? The whole thing. The schmeal. Not just like a tiny tidbit. So there wouldn't be any reason to do that, to come up with perhaps a gaffe. There wouldn't be any reason, so that's not going to happen. Coming up, as I mentioned, we will definitely do the mailbag thing. A lot of you react to the Cruz and the big announcement that she's going to be the VP. But some of you actually have thrown in a little sports chatter about a couple of different things, including just straight up the playoffs and what I think is going to happen in the playoffs. And I'll tell you, if I knew for sure it was going to happen in the playoffs, you would not be hearing my dulcet tones, as Dan says, over these airwaves, because I would be busy somewhere making everyone's dreams come true, because I was so good at predicting what was going to happen in the world of sports. And the one thing I know is you can predict that the unpredictable is certain to happen. The second you say it's a lock, that's when things change. Let's put it that way. I will mention this because I know a lot of you are hoop fans. The Warriors don't have their superstar MVP from last year, Steph Curry, in the lineup, and they did beat the Rockets 114 to 81. So no problem for the Warriors. who blew the Rockets out in that game, obviously, because you just heard the score. I said, so they advanced to the second round of the NBA playoffs. It would be a shocker if they don't make it to the finals again. But this scenario with their lead player, Curry, and there are others that are on the floor that are so handy, but he's the lead guy. Him not being on the floor, they still were able to make it happen. Let's put it that way. Still made it happen. And then Charlotte beat Miami 90-88. So Charlotte leads that series 3-2. Portland beat the Clippers. They don't have Chris Paul, which is a big factor for them. 108-98. So there's where we are with the NBA playoffs midweek through. I had a few questions about that. And then, of course, with the NFL, all the conversation is about the draft. And I will definitely do a little draft stuff on Thursday. But just be aware, there's no question the first two picks are quarterbacks. That's why Philly moved up to number two. That's why the Rams moved up to number one. Number one. So round one kicks off at 8 o'clock Eastern on Thursday. A lot of people, especially the first round, they'll watch the first round and then sometimes watch the later rounds. But if you're a fan of the great game of football, and I know some of you are, you care because these all 32 teams, probably one of those teams is near and dear to you. You can't help it. So are they going to pick the best people available in the draft? And just because somebody is highly touted from the college level, when they make the leap to the pros, it's not the same thing. You know, it's not the same thing. You could be a tremendous college player and you just can't make that transition. Can't make it. If Colin Kaepernick, for example, from the 49ers were to be traded, they better hurry up and trade him because they're saying they're not ruling out a trade this week. They've got tomorrow. Something to happen to shake things up tomorrow. Otherwise, that's not going to happen. And he stays with the 49ers. There's some good prospects for sure. And when we get into our show on Thursday, I'll be able to tell you more about how I think they fit or not, because I'm one of those geeks. I actually did a mock draft board and evaluated the players and the picks and, you know, my picks and other people's picks to tell you what I thought would happen with the top 10 in the draft. Cool. So I'm going to fling the football to the other side, or maybe kick it. I would be a much better kicker. And we're hitting the mailbag coming up.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Job he does with the musical stylings here on America Tonight. One of the many treats that we save for you. I hope you spread the word. Tell your buddies to listen to America Tonight. Somebody is spreading the word because it seems like the mail continues to grow. Kind of like those peanuts that you get when somebody sends you a package and they dump all over the floor and you think, how much money did they spend on all these crazy white peanuts that just seem to multiply? That's what our mail does. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Yeah!
I love it. Oh, yeah. We do have mail, and our first one comes from Randy, who says, Kate, I listen to you in Sarasota, Florida. I've noticed every once in a while you'll give a shout out to Sarasota because people are listening to you here, and no matter what time they put you on, we find you, and you do have a big following here, and I've heard you talk about Florida before. So here's my question to you. When you look at the career of Marco Rubio and you see that he had a bow out of the election, which was a smart move actually on his part, do you see him ever running for president again? Well, that's a big question. Well, I think he's an opportunist. I think he's someone who wants to move. He's moved up pretty quickly. And I believe, yes, Marco Rubio will try to run for president again someday, sure. And let's see what happens with his career on the Hill. But what's interesting is you got to pick the right year. You got to pick the right year. You got to lay out the campaign as to who your allies are, where you know you can find those pockets of favors here and there. And Marco Rubio had the misfortune of having 17 other people on the same stage. There were some things that were great about Marco Rubio. There's some things that were weak when he was in some of the debates. There was a ridiculous amount of debates, of course. But okay, but the answer to the question is, would he run again for president? Will I see that? I would say, yeah, absolutely. We go from that political thought to this one from Joe in Texas. Prince and prescription painkillers, Kate. I always say this to my buddies. Be careful what you get hooked on for your aches, your pains, and whatever else that ails you. While it feels so good, it can be so deadly. How ironic if this is what took him down, but it seems as though it did. Yeah, you know, they're saying that he had opioid medication on him when he died, and we know he was ill, you know, with the flu before that. And what is that for? Well, pain, treating pain. A week before his death, he had that unscheduled landing at that airport in Illinois doing a concert in Atlanta. And investigators thought there was a health scare that week before, so it caused an unscheduled landing, which I just talked about, was the result of reaction to a pain medication. But that's what that was. So, you know, he was treated for potential overdose of pain medication. And the, you know, so that wouldn't be shocking. That wouldn't, you know, they say that the autopsy's almost done. They're doing the toxicology tests and all of that because they want to be able to understand a piece it together correctly, but it seems that signs are pointing in this direction. Well, isn't it so odd? You think of that. You think of his legacy, two marriages. He had a wife who had two miscarriages. His history with the songwriting and people in the music industry really liking Prince and going up against the music industry when they had him over a barrel, and then dies alone in an elevator at his gigantic Paisley Park home. They find him. They find his body, and he's unconscious. Wow. So last time he was seen alive was 8 o'clock when he was dropped off. 8 o'clock in the evening, and it was the next day. So the autopsy may offer some more specifics, but it certainly sounds like that's what the deal was, that he had some kind of pain. And, boy, you have to really monitor that stuff, and you over inhale that. That is danger, danger, danger. Okay, moving on to Billy. Kate Delaney and America Tonight crew. Sweetness. I have to tell you, I laugh so hard at some of what you talk about with Nathan when you do that deal that you do about shredding it. And I never hear shred it very much, but I seem to hear the others, bingo especially. And it just cracks me up, some of the stories. And I think it's funny to get away from the same old, same old. I agree with you. It's every place you turn during the day, we're just getting smashed over the head with the same information. And it just blends into the background like more noise. That's what talk radio has become. So thank you for mixing in other interesting segments. That's what keeps me coming back to your show. Sometimes I download it when I'm traveling and I listen to it that way, and sometimes I just hear you live. All right, thank you. So I'm saying that's a compliment. Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. We keep hitting the hammer in the same. It's all about angles and perspective and opinion, right? And I'm sure some people listen and they're like, ah, man, I disagree. That's why I always say, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Have an opinion. Call me up. Disagree. It's good. That's conversation. That's good conversation. That's sparked conversation. No problem. But it does get relentless and monotonous when it is the same thing. What I think is intriguing is Cruz and the decision. What made him make, I'm just going to veer for a second, what made him make that decision to pull the trigger on Carly Fiorina in a conversation with what person on his team where they said, hey, we're going for broke, let's do it. We're just, let's just go for it. Who are we going to go for? Let's just go for it. We're going for broke. Absolutely. And that's going for broke. All right, here's one from Angela. I look around and I look at the people who are running for office, Kate, and it just makes me sad. I don't understand why there aren't better people. I really actually don't have anything against Donald Trump, and if I were to vote Democratic, which that's not my intent, I really don't care about Hillary Clinton. I mean, not personally, but why are we voting for the lesser people? People saying, oh, you know, well, Trump seems good, but he's not exactly the guy I would have, but I'll just vote for him anyway. And the same with Hillary Clinton. Shouldn't we be pumped about the people we're voting for? Shouldn't we be excited about who we want to vote for? Well, yeah, it is much more exciting when you really want to vote for the person you're voting for. You're not just doing your so-called duty. And that's the aspect that's intriguing about this election this time around. The amount of people saying they're just voting a certain way to preserve their vote for the party, but they really don't like the candidate. And I want to see what those numbers are. More people are going through those Disney turnstiles than voting. I want to see if the numbers increase. Is there a spike in voting this time around? I hope so. Okay, let's do another one. This one comes to us from Bernie, who the gist of his email is about movies, but I'll just dive into it because it's a long email. Movies, movies, movies. I like it when you do your cheap movie review. It sounds like you're up to date on movies. You call it your great escape. I completely understand that. That's my great escape. When I flop on the couch after being exhausted and pulled mentally in 10 different directions, it's a movie that I want to see. What would you recommend? I'll tell you what I would recommend. So it sounds like you're doing the Netflix thing. And I just saw this movie. It's called 99 Homes. And the movie is about a construction worker who accepts a job with a ruthless real estate broker guy who evicted him and his family from their home. And it's really good. It's about the whole housing bubble thing that happened. Think Vegas and how underwater Vegas was, for example. But it was... It was good. The movie was, I mean, there's my review. It was good. It was interesting. It was timely. There's this whole thing about moral bankruptcy and homes, but it's a good movie, easy to follow and easy to like or dislike the characters. So it's not a documentary. It's an actual movie. I would put that on the list if you're looking for something pretty decent. I have some others, too. I'll think about it more when I do my cheap movie review coming up on our next show. I'll make sure that I throw in videos that are worth renting. Sometimes there's a hidden film that's, for some reason, bounced out of the theater, but then it attracts followers because it's very good, and it just got lost somehow in the shuffle. And that's what I have a category of, and we'll do that category. Movies that got lost in the shuffle this year. And some of those movies are terrific movies. One of them, I would say, it didn't get lost in the shuffle, but one I would rent is Creed. Very, very, very good. All right, thanks for the mail. You can email me, too, americatonight.net. Coming to a close for this hour. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Of America Tonight, giving you a little snapshot of reactions to the Cruz Carly Fiorina deal. And here's what some of the newspapers of record are saying. We actually still have those. I guess because they're online, it counts, right? I saw the funniest headline, and it was on one of the websites I look at of the multitude out there just to see what the buzz is in different areas. And, well, I'll tell you about it as we go through from east to west. Let's just take one out of the pile that I've comprised. Let's go to the New York Post. Donald Trump could amass most primary votes in GOP history. That's the cover of the Times. And then, of course, the big buzz on the Times, and I'll get into the Cruz thing here in a second, is the Kelly and Michael Strahan show and what's happening there and how she came back and said she'd been with the company her whole life and it's ridiculous, the communication skills, but they apologized and blah, blah, blah. She's getting some kudos for that. The the drama is off limits, they say, around ABC, the ABC newsroom, for whatever that is. Boo hoo. Okay, so on to the cruise deal. Since everything in New York's about Trump, one of the headlines I saw that was interesting, it said, it ain't over until the skinny lady sings. A $500,000 gift to the Carly pack. So she's eliminated all the other names of possible running mates for Ted Cruz by stepping into that. And of course, that also means she's not going to try to win over the affections of Donald Trump, but that was never going to be, I think, her at all. That was never going to be her, where she was going to go. She was not going to hook up with Trump and be the running mate. No way. And it's, you know, so it has created some interesting, you know, it has created some interesting conversations. The other buzz around it is like this: Trump Cruz found kindred spirits at Harvard's Federalist Society. People forget that about Cruz, is that he's a Harvard guy. So I heard someone say, oh boy, that guy, man, what school did he go? Dumb as a box of rocks. I was like, yeah, I don't think so. I wouldn't really say that. I wouldn't really tag that with him. The other thing that's interesting is in looking at what the buzz is, and because I brought up the paper thing, what's interesting is you go, you know, make this crisscross across the country, and always there's the politics and talking about the Cruz thing, and then Trump, and then Indiana, and Bobby Knight, and a Hillary Clinton flinging back when Trump says she's playing the woman card, and all that war of words. So we get that whole war of words. But the other thing that is between all the politics that's cool to look at is really what's on the minds of many of you. I say America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard. And the buzz in the backyard, believe it or not, does not always surround the world of politics. It surrounds things that politicians might be involved in, but is not all about the politics of the day, the constant what was said today. That's in there somewhere. In there somewhere. The Washington Post says Ted Cruz, the underdog, makes a front-runner move by choosing Carly Fiorina. Then Trump's woman's card comment jolts campaign gender wars. Because he said Hillary Clinton was playing the woman's card. I would say, well, I don't know, what other card is she going to play? But it didn't, I think that comment didn't, I think, do anything, didn't help him. But the question is, does it hurt him at all? Because women voting for Trump, 69% of the eligible voters who have weighed in on this say they would never vote for Trump. They would never do it. Never. So there you go. There you go. All right, here's some of the rest of the leafing through the papers, and here's what we found. USA Today has a huge circulation. This is a paper that still is thriving. On the USA Today, there is the obligatory Trump pick. There is that. Then there is the Apple story about the employee being found dead on campus, which is mind-boggling. Then there is the Amal Clooney story, George Clooney's wife explaining her problems with Trump. And, of course, they're Clinton supporters, but she explains the reason why, and she says, oh, you know, here we go with the whole endorsement thing, like Bobby Knight endorsing Trump. She says a lot of celebrities, and well, we know there's a lot of celebrities are voicing their political opinions. She says, I mean, when you listen to what the leading candidate on the Republican side has been saying about building walls, excluding Mexicans, saying there has to be a complete shutdown on all Muslims coming in. If you actually look at what he specifically says in that now infamous speech on Muslims, he kept saying they only want jihad. They don't believe in our way of life. They don't respect our system. And when he says they, and you know you've watched the media coverage afterwards, and people should have been saying, do you mean the 1.5 billion around the world who fit that description? And then she goes deeper into the whole comment of, whoops, isn't that a mistake to say that? And she added that if in the end she says, if in the end of all of this, he gets beaten by the person who becomes the first female president of the United States, then I think that would send a very powerful message from the electorate back to him as to what they really think about his point of view. And, of course, that set off a string of reaction in the Twittersphere, where everything seems to react these days, the 140-character world. It's all about the reaction, looking for the reaction, finding the reaction, and that's where you find most of it. Anyway, most of it. The other conversation is a conversation that we've had throughout this show about what's happening with the weather, because so many fear, and I would be one of them who would not like to see a bunch of hail damage. I'm tired of seeing roofer signs, and of course, because people have hail damage, they had a skylight or they had something else that got smashed in, and now a lot of people will take their cars and they will hide them or try to find a place to park them if they don't have a garage. And then finally, react to the former U.S. assistant attorney reacted to the Dennis Hastert case. It is just sickening, the abuse. He got 15 months in prison because of hush money. And it should have been much more than that, because of the boys he molested, who used to be the Speaker of the House, power corrupts. And in his younger years, he was a teacher/wrestling coach who molested a few of the boys that were under his tutelage. Sad, sad story. But he gets the 15 months, not specifically for that, but for paying hush money. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.